heart-based feelings and emotions change the chemistry of our body, and it affects our physical world as a quantum effect. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Heart-based feelings, emotions, change the chemistry of our body and affect our physical world as a quantum effect. This internal technology that we have allows us to be the ones who choose how we respond to anything in life. And we all have emotions, we all have emotional attitudes, emotional responses to the world about us. And the emotional responses to the world about us are not just necessarily to human relations. They're to physical relations, like the crops in the field. They're like relationships to how we respond to the nations of the world. They're relationships on how we look at the weather. They're relationships in every possible area of life. Our heart-based feelings, our emotions, change the chemistry of our body. And equally, it affects our physical world as a quantum effect. It affects our physical world as a quantum effect. Well, our world is pure energy. We are all aware of that. We're aware that energy makes the world go round. Energy is the tiniest essence of what matter is. Matter is E equals energy squared. Now, what does that mean? What does it mean when you have this equation for the quantum theory? What does that mean? What it means is that all of life is pure energy, and all of life is acting on energy. And when enough energy gathers up, a storm goes into being. When enough energy gathers up, we have the winds of the heavens that are blowing at great, tremendous speeds. When the energy gathers up, we have star worlds and starways that are everywhere around us. When the energy gathers up, well, the energy never really gathers up. The energy is always there in its equal power as it is, was, and always will be. Now, there's not more energy here and less energy there. There is not a place where energy is being used at a lesser degree. It's just that all energy is everywhere, an equal amount, because all energy is all. And you cannot have some or part of it when all of it is all that is available. We are either all of a concept, all of an idea, all of energy, or not. We cannot quantumize energy and put it into a little tiny package and say energy is an atom. No. There are billions of atoms in being used by the energy. Energy is a force that unites everything in the universe, that gathers everything together in the universe and puts it to work for whatever purpose thought has for it to do. Thought is the gathering force, you might say, of all energy. And yet it's not a matter of all energy. Thought is the instigator of how energy works. Heart-based feelings and emotions change the chemistry of our body and affect our physical world as a quantum effect. The internal technology is that we choose how we respond. Our thought determines how we use the energy of the universe for our benefit. Our thought is very simple, very easy, very uncomplicated in every possible way. All we have to do is just say, I like me, and then our body responds to I like me. Our body gives forth the feelings of happiness and joy. Our body looks like it is an enjoyed being. It looks full of gusto and vinegar and vim and every lovely attitude. Our thought, our emotions, our attitudes are what direct and what choose what we respond to in our universe. All is everywhere. It's hard for our finite mind to say that all is everywhere because we have a dispersed universe. We have stars and we have clouds and we have people and we have places and we have things and we look at each as a separate thing. And because we're looking at each as a separate thing, each becomes a limited concept. Because if we were to pour all of our energy into one thing, it would no longer be separated, but it would be demonstrating that it is one as all. If I were to say, I am happy. Now, just to say I'm happy is one word. And I put that one word in motion. And I don't have to say it out loud or not say it out loud. I just say it in my heart and my being and my emotion. And I bubble over with happiness. And all the happiness that exists in the universe is demonstrating through me when I say I am happy. When I say I am the joy of the universe, I see peace on earth. That is something that is very precious to me. And as I see peace on earth, so it is. Because I put the cause in motion. I took my emotion and I put it into motion. I took my emotion, I took my feelings, I took my heart-based feelings, and I put them forth on that which I wanted to experience, on that which I wanted to know. I put them forth on that, and they demonstrated. They came forth in my life. They came forth in my being. They came forth in all that I am. How wonderful that is. Now, as they came forth in this wonderful dynamic essence, as they came forth in this wonderful dynamic expression, what happened? Well, all the happiness of the world began expressing in my life. Everywhere I turned, things were coming up roses. Things were making me very, very happy. Things were making me feel very content and very wonderful. As I began doing these things, my life took on a total different picture from what it had been before. The picture it had been before was a little of this and a little of that. And now, the picture has changed tremendously to demonstrate that I have the allness right here, right now. I have the allness. And when I have the allness, what have I got? When I have the allness, I have everything. I have peace and harmony and goodness and joy and magic. I have everything. And when I have everything, there need be nothing else. When I have everything, I am outpicturing in my life, in my affairs, in my world, every dream that I think for myself. Heart-based feelings, emotions, change the chemistry of my body and my world. I choose how I will respond. I choose how I will look at my world and how I will experience my world. So, if that is what I'm going to do, then I must clean up my act. If I am going to think about a harmonious world, I cannot also think about an inharmonious world. I cannot read newspapers and magazines and television and books and all that sort of thing on a negative world. If I read about war, if I read about unhappiness, or I read about all the things that make the world into a lesser place, then I am putting my thought energy into that, and that is all that can come forth. If I'm looking at my own body, and I'm saying to my own body, hey, my heart-based feelings and emotions change the chemistry of my body. And my body says, you bet. And I say, but why is it that I have this situation? And my body says back to me, because I have guided it to say this, you have these situations because that's what you think about. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What do you think about? What do you think about? Are you reading about disease? And are you reading about unhappiness? Are you reading about problems? Are you reading about tension? Are you reading about stress? Are you reading about all these things? Do you have responsibilities? Do you have things you must do? Well, if you do, that is where you're putting your attention. That is where you're putting all of your thought and all your dreams and all your desires, and that's what your reality is. Your reality is exactly what you think about. Now, what is it that you think about? What is it that you empower in your life by your words, by your thoughts, by your actions? Hey, get off it. Stop it. Stop it. I cannot go saying, what you do, you do, you do. I say, me. What I think, what I have in my thought, attention, is what I empower. I cannot allow myself 1 second to listen to the radio and have the radio tell me that there's problems in the world. I cannot for 1 second put my attention on somebody else's problem as a problem to be worried about. I see everything in a conclusion, in the way that I want it to be. Oh, ho, ho, ho. I choose to what I will respond. Not we, not you, not others, but me, me alone. I choose what I will respond to. I choose how I will change the chemistry of my body by my thought feelings. I am going to take charge. I'm not going to say out in the outer. I'm not going to say others. I'm not going to say they've done that to me. I'm going to say I change my thought. I see everything good and beautiful. But it's not true yet. That's right, yet. Until I keep my thought pure, until I keep my thought on one point alone, then that one point seems as though it's not there. Because I have this diversity going on in my thinking, this disparity, and it is taking me away from the truth. Now, I can drive my car toward the ocean where I'm going to go and surf and swim and have fun. Or I can drive my car